RFM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
And nothing more naughty, Tom, than having a very large brain when I'm talking about the Mensa results.
She said nothing more sexy. Would have been
nothing more sexy. Sexy. Yeah, true. Well, you could say that, but you're not very smart, it seems. You've got 21 out of 33 for the Mensa pretest.
Yeah.
And Belle got 20, our producer, which is a shame. So
it's over half.
You're both dwelling in the low 20s. I got 25, so I'm the smartest in the team.
Yeah, well, my boyfriend got 26, so he'll beat you down any day.
Well, he voted for Trump, so he loses.
No, well...
Don't be rude.
On Facebook, Fibonacci's done the test. There is a link we've put up there. It's a bit of fun. It's kind of challenging, but it's good. Oh. Fibonacci got 26. Jeez. But my mate from high school, James, who was always a smart ass, just messaged me saying, hey, good idea, that Mensa test. I got 30.
30?
30. He's very smart. He got like, you know, an ATAR score of 99.9 something.
Probably using a calculator.
Yeah. He's like wasting his life as a physio as well. No offense to physios, but if you've got a Mensa level brain, you know, physios don't need to be geniuses. They're using their hands.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, guess what? Very soon, Ollie, we're going to...
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Yeah, that's right. Make it saucy very soon. But up next...
This is exciting. We've been chasing this person for a long time. We've been chasing down this lead.
Her name's Cyanide. She is a webcam model. So up next... We're talking webcamming, the sexy webcams that you might see online.
Mm.
We'll talk about the ins and outs of the job.
But let's hear from a webcammer herself what it's like to get behind a camera and be as sexy as you can, kind of to just a screen, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting
like
stuff.
Chat roulette.
It's an interesting job.
Remember that?
Stick around. Cyanide, the webcam model on the show up next. This is Naughty After Nine, Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Motley Crue with Kickstart My Heart for your Tuesday night. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Tomorrow night, Triple M will be rocking the Holden State of Origin for 2018. Game number one, of course, is down in Melbourne at the MCG or across from Melbourne, depending on where you are in the country. Around about 8 o'clock kickoff, again, depending on where you are around the country.
Who's going to be holding that trophy? Am I right? At the Holden sponsored State of Origin.
I reckon the Blues or the Maroons.
One of the two, yeah.
Tom and Ollie, content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
You wouldn't want to be anywhere else, Tom, because tonight on Naughty After Nine, we have tracked down someone who works in the, I would say, pornographic industry, but it's not exactly the kind of porn that you see maybe on a day-to-day basis. I don't know. But webcamming is a thing. I've never really done a heap of it.
Webcamming is where you see someone performing in front of their computer at some point in the world, usually live.
Well, let's hear from someone who is in that industry herself. Good evening, Cyanide.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good. How would you describe webcamming?
Well, really anyone in the world can do it. All you really need is a computer, a good webcam, and a decent internet connection, and you can sign up to one of these sites and just get started.
So your website, are you literally streamed live across the world, or do people watch pre-recorded videos of you?
It's all streamed live on the site that I work with. Right. I'm sure that some people do pre-recorded shows, but it's pretty easy to tell since it's such an interactive environment where you're communicating live with a chat room.
Right.
And so are people asking, like chatting with you at the time of when you're doing the video?
Yeah, definitely. So it's an interactive chat room environment where people come in, people leave, people can tip for things or just sit around and have a chat and see what's up.
Right. So it's not like one person watching as a community watching?
It's a community watching. You can do private shows, which are more one-on-one or sell Skype time, etc. Mm. But generally, I would say most cam models are always in the community setting. So there can be anywhere from a few people to thousands of people watching you at any one time.
Okay. So how did you start? Like, when did you start this? How long ago?
I've been doing it just over 2 years now. So I just had my 2-year camiversary, as we call it, in March.
Camiversary, that's awesome.
Yeah, right, cool. So we had a little party in my chat room and everything like that. So yeah, about 2 years now.
Wow.
And so where did you get the name Cyanide? What's that about?
I've been going by Cyanide online for years and years and years, long before I started camming, because my initials are CN, which is the chemical formula for cyanide.
Of course.
And I look quite, you know, alternative and dangerous, so it just seemed to be a good fit.
And so why did you start? What was the tipping point that made you decide to do this full time?
Honestly, someone actually said to me that they thought I'd be good at it. And I wasn't working at the time. I'd just left my previous job to pursue my YouTube career, which I'm still currently doing.
Cool.
And, you know, you might think that's a weird thing to say to someone. Oh, I think you'd be good at being a webcam model. But I checked it out and went full-time straight away.
Can I ask what your YouTubing is about? Is that separate?
Yeah, well, I have some videos on camming on there, which answer some questions about getting started with camming, campsite etiquette. I've got videos on that, and just some style tutorials. I'm into reptiles, got reptile videos as well.
Oh, cool.
I thought you said campsite etiquette there. I thought, you know, don't camp too close to other tents. But
are you doing these videos purely alone, or have you ever had guests on?
I've definitely worked with other cam girls before, so it's really common. On the site that I work on, it's females only.
Okay.
So quite often you'll do collaborations with other cam girls and do shows together, but more often than not, we're doing solo work.
If you've just joined us, we're talking to Cyanide, who's on a website called myfreecams.com. She's a webcam model, you could probably say.
So Cyanide, would you ever go into the pornographic world of, you know, actual sex, or is that a bridge too far for you?
I have considered it before, but at this point in my career, I'm more than comfortable doing what I'm doing now. I do make a lot of videos, some of them girl-girl, but mostly solo, which I sell on a separate site, and that is fine for me right now.
You don't have to answer this question, but how much do you make?
I knew that this question was going to come because everybody will ask me this as soon as I say what I do.
Mm.
So I am going to answer it, but I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
What do you earn, Tom?
How much do you make?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, there you go, Tom.
Well, how much do you earn?
It's such a rude question to ask somebody, but because I'm a sex worker, apparently it's all right. You know what I mean?
Are you a sex worker? Would you call it sex work?
Well, I'm a journalist.
Oh, absolutely,
so
yes.
I'm just asking the questions.
You're not a journalist, mate. You couldn't join Mensa. Now, Cyanide, is the camming, I wonder, when you do the live videos, I find you get stuck up or caught like reading comments. How do you juggle everyone's interactions at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, on the site that I work on, you can block non-paying members.
Okay.
So generally, like 90% of the people in your room are non-paying members, but there will be a significantly less amount of people that are paying members. So typically in the bigger rooms, there can be hundreds of people talking, which is insane. But in my chat room, the most people actually contributing to conversation at once is less than a dozen.
And do you have to get in, or not have to, but do you get in the zone where you are really into it? Or are you
absolutely.
There's some days where you have to get yourself in the zone, kind of, you know, you sort of will yourself into it.
Honestly, if I'm not feeling myself that day, I just won't sign online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people can tell if you're not feeling it.
So
you know
come on,
I mean?
Get into it.
Cyanide, do you mind sticking around? We've got so many more questions for you.
Not a problem.
Amazing. 133353, though. We'd also love to hear from you if you've done some webcamming. My mate put on a series of videos where he did knitting just topless.
Right.
And he got tons of money for it.
And I also think that the numbers out there are obviously in watching webcam, Tom. So I'm keen to hear if you're a consumer of webcam.
Oh, just do your webcam.
Do your webcam as in, you know, do you watch webcam? Is that your style of getting off online?
Okay. Do you watch webcam? Do you model for webcam? Do you webcam? 133353. Get involved. This is Disappear in Excess. You're with Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine. More Cyanide, the webcam model after this. You're on Triple M. That's M. I said it pretty silently. Disappear in Excess. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. The State of Origin is on tomorrow night, so we're just taking a night off, but Triple M will be rocking the footy.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Very soon, we will ask you to...
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
But right now we have on the line Cyanide, who is a professional webcammer working, in her words, in the sex industry. Cyanide, thanks for hanging around. Lots of questions for you. You're obviously based in Australia, and you must, I guess, get calls and consumers from across the country, even the world?
Oh, absolutely. Most of my audience is American.
Oh, okay.
Do you put on any kind of accent, or do you like stick to the Australian accent? My
accent is actually such a selling point because the boys come in and they say, oh my gosh, you're Australian. Yeah. I love your accent. It's so sexy. And I honestly think the Australian accent is one of the least sexy in the world. It's quite brash, isn't it?
Oh, no, Cyanide, I was overseas, and man, I was raking in the lads. They loved the Aussie accent.
That's it.
And I reckon you ham it up overseas, and people love the Aussies. We're just crazy to kids.
Now, because you're live, Cyanide, I'm wondering when you do go live on the webcam, do you ever have stuff up so like you fall off the bed or like you bang your toe and it's just actually not sexy?
Is there a blooper?
Absolutely, absolutely every day.
Amazing.
But the whole point of camming is that you're interacting with a real human being. Mm. You don't want some perfect porn star. You want someone you can actually have a conversation with, and that's where camming comes into the sex world.
Yeah, amazing.
Do you get some weird requests from people?
Oh, absolutely. I've had so many requests which would seem entirely non-sexual, and I've gotten paid for them. I've had someone give me, I think it was $200, just to record myself saying a few words for him. And then I believe he actually used it in an advertisement in America.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Weird and almost dodgy and illegal.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? And I have a female member and she comes in and she just will tip me a small amount to say certain words because she likes my accent and she just thinks it's funny the way that I say some things.
Wow.
God,
ever get told to eat a jar of Nutella or something like that?
Sometimes, yeah. We do tip wars sometimes. So there'll be two cam models and whoever earns the most tokens in a certain amount of time will win and the loser does a strange punishment. So I've eaten a plate of mashed potatoes with no hands.
Brilliant.
I put ice in my underwear and danced around and all sorts of crazy things. I've dyed my hands with hair dye.
Brilliant.
I want to know, is there a certain type of folk character, probably a bloke, who watches your kind of webcam videos?
Honestly, it's all walks of life, but surprisingly, it's more younger men than older men, which I found surprising when I first started.
Right.
When you think about it, younger men have higher libidos. Younger men are more likely to be on the internet for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially tradies and stuff, they don't have as many expenses as older people. They have more money to spend on luxury.
Yeah, and old men can't work the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
It. It's amazing. Sometimes I've met men, they're 80 years old, and I say, good for you, being on the internet and doing this, man. It's awesome.
Cyanide is a webcam model from myfreecams.com. Cyanide, do you ever do shows where you can see the other person, or is it always someone behind a keyboard?
You can. I do have a tip amount for watching your cam on my tip menu. So there is a certain amount that I charge to open someone else's cam. And they can be doing whatever they like, but it's a time limit.
It's kind of like a voyeuristic thing. Like they want to show you them, so they have to pay money for them to show you.
Absolutely. And more often than not, they're sitting at their desk drinking a beer. It's rarely sexual stuff, but of course it is sometimes.
You'd hate
they just
to
want
pay,
someone to hang out with.
Yeah, pay like $1,000 for you to not give a damn what they're doing.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, look, no one's called up so far, so I'm keen to hear on 133353. If you are into webcamming, as in watching webcamming, is it your thing? Is it your go-to? Maybe you're into myfreecams.com.au. Maybe you recognize Cyanide from your voice right now, Cyanide.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I'm pretty famous.
Do you know how many people have viewed your webcam?
Oh, I couldn't tell you how many people total, but I do get stats sort of how many people have come in each day. I'll have to look that up for you.
Are we looking in the thousands?
Oh, definitely. Definitely thousands.
Oh, man.
Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, absolutely.
Thousands?
Mm.
Cyanide.
Overall, for sure. Yeah.
Amazing. So you're one of like the top models.
I wouldn't say I'm one of the top models, but I would say more than 100,000 people have been in my room at one point.
Wow.
Boom.
It's a busy
room. How about that? That's incredible. We should host Australia's next top webcam model.
I would love that.
That
would be fabulous.
Yeah, that's good. That's fun stuff. Hey, Cyanide, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your intimates, your life, your job, your lifestyle. It's brilliant.
Not a problem, boys.
133353, if you do webcam, if you do like to partake in this online community.
Tell us, what is it you like about it? What do you enjoy about watching people like Cyanide? Why is it webcam for you when, in reality, I think most guys probably just watch videos, don't you reckon, Tom? What would the numbers be?
I went through a little webcam phase. It's pretty fun.
Did you?
Yeah, I've gone across the webcam.
Can we hear about that next?
Nah. Nah, it's pretty boring. You know, it's just chat roulette.
You were on camera.
Chat roulette. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, give us a call. Changes, David Bowie, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We're just pausing Naughty After Nine for just a minute.
Yeah, just to update everyone on the Mensa information. Tom, DJ...
Anyway, it was so nice to talk to Cyanide, by the way. What an amazing, amazing insight.
Regular caller time. DJ, as I was saying, Tom, has just messaged in to say he got 25 in the Mensa pre-Mensa test, joining me in the 25 club. I said to DJ, welcome to the 25 club. Tom and Bell, obviously in the lower 20s club, which is not as exclusive.
How about this, Ollie? I just want to talk to you about my 10-year high school reunion on Friday
Your
night.
Favorite topic.
Well, it just there was so much that happened on the night that I have to tell you about. First of all, do you know that my high school reunion was sponsored? It was sponsored by
you on the radio because it got so many bloody mentions.
It was sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Berwick.
Oh.
Like they sponsored the reunion. Who the hell sponsors a reunion?
What an insight into the school you went to. Mercedes-Benz.
I know, isn't it disgusting?
Who would drive one of those?
Couldn't believe it.
God, wankers.
But I was at the bar at the after party, Ollie, and this story was shocking. The girls came up to me and told me. They're like, oh my God, we've just been to the bathroom. And Tom, you'll never believe it. And I said, what's going on?
Got to go on the radio.
What's going on?
As everyone says to you and I, it's got to go on the radio.
They said, there were girls in there. They were having a big old cry. I'm like, oh my God, no, that's so sad. What are the girls crying about in the toilets? Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's sad.
Something happened to us.
The girls were crying because...
Sounded very rude then.
They hadn't hooked up with a guy 10 years later that they wanted to hook up with 10 years ago.
Can
you believe that?
Thank God it was a dumb reason.
Can you believe that?
Because they didn't kiss a guy 10 years ago.
No, so they thought that coming to the reunion, they'd be able to hook up with their high school crush.
Oh.
And they were so upset. 10 years later. They were still trying. Girls, give up. He's not worth it, obviously.
That's sad.
I know.
Did you tell them, girls, it's time to move on? What did you do?
I was like, girls, I'm gay. Seriously, come on.
They were heartbroken.
You get it?
Yeah, because they wanted you.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Nah. They wanted the hot guys.
The bullies.
Up next, we'll make it saucy.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
G'day, we're Tom and Ollie, the number one development show, number one show of a nighttime, and never go elsewhere.
No, what? We're not number one in nights.
Well, it hasn't got to be true, has it? You can just say it, can't you?
Yeah, I think it's... Well, we'll be number one in something.
We're number one. We're number one.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Make it saucy, Tom.
For now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you're going to explain this.
1-3-3-5-3. Get involved on the phones. It's simple. You just need to jump on the phone. Anyone can get involved. We'll ask you to make whatever you're doing at this very stage saucy. Make it sexy.
It's a test. You know, some fail. I've tried and failed at times. It's hard to make things sound sexy all the time. But Tom,
poor girlfriend.
I know. She struggles. She tries to get turned on. Often can't. 1-3-3-5-3 though is our number, and Tom, you're going to demonstrate how Make It Saucy works.
Oh, mate, yeah. Let me get the bed.
You're going to take something that's traditionally not very sexy, but jazz it up.
Can't tell you about the Apple keynote today, Ollie. That's right. Apple had their Worldwide Developers Conference on today. Ooh, they debuted their 12th version of their iPhone software.
You can't just insert noises.
Why not?
That's just gratuitous.
I can do what I want, baby.
Have you got any sexy details?
Yeah. There's a new thing called Shortcuts. And you'll be able to ask Siri to do anything you can do on your phone. That's right. I'm talking put on my playlist.
The details are distracting me.
What?
The details are distracting me. I'm thinking about the updates.
Oh.
I'm getting caught in that.
How about Memoji, where you'll be able to create a replication of your face on the iPhone X and then...
I reckon you can do better. 1-3-3-5-3. Make it saucy is the challenge. What are you doing right now? Can you talk us through it? But make it saucy.
Here's the new one from Weezer. You might know of it, though. It's called Africa. You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine. You probably know that one. It's Africa. But it's by Weezer, a new song from those guys. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. The State of Origin will be rocking across this very station tomorrow night. We probably would have already found out by this time? Nah, around about 10:30, I reckon. You'll probably find out the results. 10 o'clock, 10:30. Anyway, Holden State of Origin, Triple M's rocking that tomorrow night.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We're going to play a game right now called Make It Saucy. It is a challenge for you to make what you're doing saucy. It's just a really nice way to just prove how you can inject a bit of sexiness into your life.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
And I've decided to celebrate the young band called The Chats from Brisbane and their song I'm on Smoko, which you might have heard of before. We're giving away tats, temporary tattoos of that very song, I'm on Smoko, just the words on your body. If you get involved, you can have those words across you.
Yeah.
If you're good.
Nice.
Tom, why don't you start off? Because we've got a couple of calls here. It's usually a bit of a tango here between a caller and one of us. You can have Brad.
You want me to have Brad?
Because you want the man, obviously.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll kick off the saxophone, Brad, and then jump straight into it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I've clicked it.
You suck.
I've clicked it, and it's not playing.
Your job is just to play that. The sound.
I literally clicked.
There you go. Double click.
I'm currently driving home from installing some blinds, wearing absolutely nothing but a pair of board shorts and a singlet.
Yeah, Brad.
Earlier, I made those blinds go up and down.
Yeah, you did, Brad.
And all around.
Oh, which direction?
Up and down.
He said that.
And all around.
He already said that.
What are you doing tonight when you get home, Brad?
Probably cooking myself some dinner.
Oh yeah, what's for dinner?
Sauce.
dinner for one or dinner for two?
Just one.
So much sexier to say the two of us, but you said just one.
On you, Brad. You've scored yourself an I'm on Smoko temporary tattoo. You can chuck that on there with your singy and your board shorts.
Australia's worst tattoo, that was, wasn't it?
It was Australia's worst tattoo. Yeah,
so there you go.
Did anybody actually get those tattoos? You did send them out? Oh, no. Whoa, don't yell. Jesus Christ.
Sam, you ready to play Make It Saucy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tom, kick it off.
I'm currently slicing into my juicy chicken breast.
Oh.
With all that melted succulent cheese on top.
Oh.
With the creamy pasta next to it on the fork, sliding it into my mouth.
Wow. I'm just going to sit back and let you run this, Sam, because you're killing it. Sounds like you're having a Parmigiana, but no, what are you actually eating tonight?
Chicken schnitzel with melted cheese and pasta.
Oh, you got any potatoes?
No.
How about some big chips?
I did have big chunks of cheese.
You ever get your mouth just too full sometimes?
Might gag then.
Yeah, although you would never gag, Sam.
Oh, depends how big the piece is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't gag.
The smaller pieces, no.
Yeah. You ready for some dessert?
Dessert? I'm going to have some white vanilla ice cream with some of my special chocolate sauce over the top.
Ooh. Dinner for two? Or one?
Dinner for one. It's already eight.
Okay, once again, lots of dinner for ones here.
Thank you very much, Sam and Brad. 133353, would you like to make it saucy? And yourself and I'm on Smoko of Australia's worst tattoo.
Let's get Sam a tattoo, Bell, and get Sam's number as well if you can.
Why?
Just say she did a good job. Just give her a pat on the back. Follow up chat.
Might just go text your girlfriend now. This is Jump Van Halen, 133353. Get involved. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana. Before that, it was, of course, Jump Van Halen.
We've got time, Tom, for one more Make It Saucy before we head out of here.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
You jump on the phone on 133353. You tell us what you're doing, except we have a sexy saxophone here.
Well, don't call now. I mean, it's too late. But Aaron's called up just in time. And I think the ultimate sex king, the master of this segment, Tom, should do this one.
Okay, I will.
I mean you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Oh, great deep voice, mate.
Do you like that?
Oh, I've already...
Yes, I do.
hang on, just...
What are you doing, Aaron?
Well, I'm sitting in my workshop working with my tools, but you know what I find? I find that some of the tools and some of the nuts and bolts get a little bit tight, so I need to put the lubricant on them.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Okay.
Water-based?
Okay.
Oil-based?
Well, you know, just lubricate things up and just make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
What are you wearing, Aaron?
Overalls.
Okay.
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 With the square at the back where you can easily go number two?
No. Just the ones with the straps over the shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Those ones. Yeah. Well, I think you'd like the work gear. Is that right?
Yeah, Tom would.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
Yeah,
Tom's already...
I mean, there's some overalls that if you're not wearing any underwear, the second pocket behind the first pocket is exact access. Exactly. Hang on, this is actually getting saucy. This is no longer making it saucy.
Tom, what's that?
I'm so sorry, Aaron. I just made it saucy. You did a great job. Oh, still doing it. All right.
Hey, is that the guy from the Thriller soundtrack?
Hey, Triple M's going to rock the State of Origin tomorrow night. We'll be out of your hair.
Game one, make way for the big showdown, the Blues versus the Maroons.
But Melbourne and Adelaide, we'll see you on Thursday night. Bye.
See ya, bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter @TomandOllie.